I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This may be hard to believe, but archery season is just around the corner in West Virginia, and now is the time that you ought to be getting in shape for the potential shot of a lifetime. We'll talk a little more about it coming up in just a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Most archers in West Virginia are not year-round shooters, but they ought to be. Muscle tuning and toning is incredibly important for being an effective bow hunter. But for those who are not year-round shooters, now is the perfect time to get ready for the hunting season.
We're only 2 months away from the start of our archery season. So, I mean, now's the time to get your bow out, get everything tuned up, get your new arrows for the year, and definitely do some practicing.
That is Chris Ryan at the DNR, and he says it starts with your annual bow maintenance and taking it to the archery shop now.
The last thing you want to do, you know, and I've done it before, I'm guilty as everybody else, is wait till a week or two before the season and bring your bow in there and expect them to get it done, because they will have them lined up, where if you go down now, you know, you're going to be able to get your stuff done and get everything practiced and get everything ready.
Now, Grind says the importance of practice shooting, especially now, cannot be overstated.
Tremendously important. You know, it's kind of like bow hunting. You do all this shooting, and then the moment of truth comes down to one shot. There's no second shot. There's no third shot, typically. It comes down to one shot at one time. So you have to be ready for that, you know, the opportunity when it presents itself, whether it is, you know, cold or hot or rainy or wind blown or whatever. You know, it's a really good idea to practice in a number of different adverse conditions.
Now, physically preparing for a hunting situation is one thing, but mentally preparing your body for a difficult hunting situation is another to consider, as you are literally training for the season.
You know, in particular, if you have a spot to shoot around your house, or even, you know, if you go somewhere, is, you know, try to get a little exercise, get your heart rate up right before you get ready to shoot. Go ahead and elevate your heart rate by running or doing whatever, and then take the shot. And, you know, a lot of times when you practice bow hunting, you know, I like to take just a minimal amount of shots and then do something else and then, you know, take a couple more shots later, whatever. Because like I said, you're not going to get to sit there and shoot 25 arrows at one deer. You know, it's going to be that one chance opportunity a lot of times that makes it, you know, whether you go home with or without him.
Now, like I said, not everybody is a year-round shooter, but they certainly doesn't hurt if you are. Just make sure to consider when you're shooting to consider your hunting situation. Vary up your distances, your angles, and your potential mental and physical obstacles to get you ready for this fall's bow season. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.